the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris will not run for California governor. In a statement, Harris said she gave serious thought to making a run, but ultimately decided to not enter the race. President Trump is reportedly thinking about a pardon for music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Sarah Lee Kessler has the details.
Deadline is reporting that Trump is considering issuing a get-out-of-jail-free card to Diddy ahead of his sentencing in October, teasing the possibility to news reporters on Wednesday. Combs was convicted by a Manhattan jury earlier this month on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but acquitted. Prosecutors want a sentence of 51 to 63 months, while Combs' lawyers are seeking 21 to 27.
The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. It comes as President Trump has publicly pressured Fed Chair Jerome Powell to lower rates. Shortly before the Fed announced its decision, Trump said he heard Powell will cut interest rates in September. Funeral preparations are underway for the funeral Thursday of fallen NYPD officer Ditarul Islam, killed Monday at a Manhattan office tower by a mass shooter. There'll be a line of duty funeral for the officer at a mosque in the Park Chester section of the Bronx. Many mosque members are left with unanswered questions.
When the people getting sick and have a health issue, why they have the gun?
Islam, a 36-year-old husband and father of two whose wife is expecting their third baby next month, was gunned down by Shane Tamura, a Las Vegas man with a history of mental illness. A building that exploded in Nebraska is still on fire, and officials now say the three people missing inside are dead. The plant is about 40 miles northwest of Omaha. The cause of the blast is under investigation. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, warm and sticky tonight with some clouds. There will be a thunderstorm in a few spots. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Not as hot for tomorrow, but it will still be humid with some sun followed by clouds. There will be a few showers and thunderstorms around, especially during the afternoon. And the flash flood risk will be increasing throughout the day. Highs in the low to mid-70s. Periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm tomorrow night, which will lead to flash flooding in some spots. Lows in the mid-60s. Some lingering rain and flooding issues into early Friday, then drying out during the afternoon. A high near 70. I'm Brian Thompson.
And we got 80 in Patterson, 85 in Hamilton, 80 at Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.